The three young men were shocked, chagrined, and ill at ease. Two of them were graduates of the United States Naval Academy at Annapolis, and one a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. For years, these men had been the apex of neatness and order. Their uniforms were cleaned and pressed at all times. Their rooms were clean and orderly. Everything in its place. At Bancroft Hall at Annapolis, you can see a model room on display. The beds are made to rigid specifications. The clothing is hung just so. Shoes are shined and in place. It's quite a contrast to what you see in the average university dormitory in America. And yet, here were three grads with the most sheepish look on their faces I have ever seen. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, discipline. I was in Annapolis visiting the campus that summer and had decided to go by and see these three young guys whom I'd known over the years. They had rented an apartment for that summer and were participating in a Navigator summer training program. I walked in unannounced and saw a sight that amazed me. When the three guys saw me, they shouted in startled surprise, "Leroy!" There they stood, in the midst of the biggest mess you have ever seen. The beds were unmade. Shoes, socks, shirts, pants, underwear, clothes, jackets were strewn about the room. Dirty dishes filled the sink. Dust covered furniture and shelves. They weren't living in a home. It was a nest. I looked around and said, "Wow, guys, I'm sorry I missed the brawl. Who won?" When I smiled, it put them at ease, and we had a little fellowship. The situation was easy to figure out. Here were men who for 4 years had a discipline imposed on them, and now they were free of it. They were enjoying the freedom that they now had. They could put anything, anywhere, or nowhere. It didn't matter. Now, I'm sure it comes as no surprise to you that the words discipline and disciple have the same origin. Is that what the Bible talks about regarding a disciple, one who is under some external pressure and is forced to live a certain way? No, thank God, no. The motivation of the disciple is from within. God lays it on his heart to want to do certain things, to be faithful to God in little things as well as big. When the psalmist exclaimed, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." His meditation was prompted by a love for the word of God. He said, "The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver." Make that a matter of earnest prayer. Ask God to give you a hunger and thirst for himself. A few years ago, my wife was going through sort of a spiritual dry spell. She began to make it a matter of earnest prayer that she would have a sense of the presence of God and a hunger to spend time alone with him in the word and prayer. As a result of those prayers, she now finds great joy and delight in meeting the Lord in the early morning hours. She can hardly wait for the alarm to go off at 5 a.m. She bounds out of bed and heads for the kitchen table with her Bible and prayer list and spends about 2.5 hours with the Lord. It isn't something she has to do. No one is forcing her. She is not under some artificial external pressure. She wants to. The desire is in her heart. And as a result, she has the discipline of a true disciple of Christ. May God bless you as you live the life of discipleship.